Keep your family safe with help from Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety Products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Kidde detectors feature enhanced sensing technology that reduces false alarms and give fast alerts for more time to get out safely. Check out all our Kidde safety products and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Love is a burning thing.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, Barry is throwing up because he actually touched the table. And just that was enough to get him. Trey's still with us. You had some interesting reactions in the break. First, you belched very, very loudly.
And fire
and
came out.
It was stinky.
Oh, it did stink?
Yeah.
Did it hurt when you burped?
No.
Then you asked for your Nexium, which is here.
Nexium.
Nexium.
My dad gave it to me.
Because he knew you were going to...
He's like, well, son.
You're going to be a man today.
The things we do to be famous.
You bought me condoms? Nope. I bought you Nexium. You're going to be a man today.
You've told us that in the break you looked at your mentions. It's the most you've ever gotten.
No, not really. Yeah, probably. I don't know. This reminds me of that one time when I was five. This reminds me of that one time when I was five when I was with my mom's friends and I swore and they put hot sauce on my tongue.
Your mom did that?
No, my mom's friend did. Uh-huh. And it reminded me like of all the unsavory characters my mom hung out with when I was younger.
Like?
I don't know. I think his name was Shane.
Just Shane, just the unsavory
people
character.
Out with shame. Shame on Shane.
So Shane touched your mom and you didn't approve?
No, he didn't. She was married. He was friends of my mom's.
Oh, he's the one that did the... Okay, I thought maybe...
There's no chance you're related, right?
No, thank God.
Okay.
Is Shane a redhead?
I think he was bald.
Oh, well...
But was he once a redhead?
Definitely not.
I don't know.
You might want to check that out.
Stayed bald his whole life.
I feel a whole lot better now.
Do you?
No.
Why do you keep doing that?
Also, shout out to Miss Courtney for giving me this shirt.
You like her, don't you?
She gave me this
She's
shirt.
She's great.
So.
Oh, look, there was more powder on my...
Hey, Barry's going to puke
notes.
Again.
Hey, do you have any live reads, Barry?
I do. I have one at 2:37.
Oh, so we got plenty of time.
Yeah, we're good. You just bask in the glow of your manliness. Do you feel like a man because you survived this?
Nah, I just feel like... I don't feel like anything. I feel like I've floated into a higher being... I'm no longer inside myself.
One, you compared yourself to Shaq.
You were inside yourself before?
No.
You've raised... How many times have you been inside yourself?
Y'all are like kids. Y'all are like 15
years old. You sound like that and we're kids. Y'all are kids.
Now, was this worth...
It's messed up that I'm the voice of reason over here.
Was it worth the $20 and the Usual Suspect shirt?
The shirt, probably. And yeah, you know what? It was.
Okay, good.
And no, I'm not going to buy fast food.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Said that.
You said in the break.
You did.
You said in the
Joel,
break.
You said he would buy fast food with his $20.
I said he's not going to buy scratch off tickets.
You really hurt my feelings.
You're
going to
be fine. Okay, can I? Because you're going to change that in about 30 seconds. Can I ask you a question? In the break, you said, "I said, do you feel like you're going to feel a lot worse later?" And you said yes.
Yeah, probably.
Is it subsiding pretty quickly?
Yeah, it's not as bad as I thought it would be. I just feel like I ate a bunch of Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Well, that's not bad at all.
When's the last time that happened?
That's like a Tuesday for my wife.
Yeah,
that's nothing.
Oh, your wife's into Flamin' Hot Cheetos?
Yes.
Does she like the baked kind?
No, if you're going to eat them, eat the right ones.
You got to get the baked kind.
No, why?
Because they're so much better.
They're healthier?
The texture's so much better. Yeah.
You said you're a texture eater, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
I don't know what the hell that means.
You know what?
You said it, not me.
Y'all are ridiculous.
Did you not say
the lack of respect? I literally just came on here and ate the hottest chip in the world, and y'all are gonna
You got the most mentions you've ever gotten.
Joel.
You actually, the first thing you did was look at your phone and go, I gotta see how I did on Twitter.
And how'd you do?
I got like They're still coming in.
Oh, look at that.
There's like three at symbols.
What? You got three. You got added three times.
Yeah.
Wow.
Also, you made it, bro. Just a,
thank the Nexium.
Just a reminder. Yeah. Late hits tonight from 7 to 9 with Patrick Creighton.
Who produces that show?
Me.
What?
I do.
Big man on campus.
So now you're going to describe the chip just like you would when you told Patrick Creighton that he's ready for the segment.
I'm gonna yell hot really loudly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Listener Andrew on Twitter added the Blitz Twitter and said he did the one chip challenge. It gets a lot worse at about 1 hour later.
Okay, you can't leave.
Great.
Yeah, you gotta stick around for the show. You gotta stick around for the show.
I have plenty of thoughts on this Packers loss yesterday.
I don't think we need to do that. And you want me to yell?
Why are you throwing on the goal line? What is Pete Carroll your coach?
Now you just went from fire to roasting. I like it. Look at Joel. Man,
if you lose to the Saints without Drew Brees,
they're not going to, because it's Dak Prescott sizzin.
Sizzin?
Also, Kellen Moore is the offensive coordinator.
Sizzin?
You don't think we knew that?
Nah, I don't know. I'm just
season.
Sorry, Joel. I didn't mean to roast your Packers.
It's okay. They did it to themselves.
I was cheering for him too. Anybody who plays the Eagles.
I gotta ask you, did the olive oil help at all?
No, it did nothing.
Nothing at all?
Nothing. Okay. It was all the milk. The milk was the MVP.
The milk. The ice cream didn't help at all?
Yeah, the ice cream did too, but it was all
it
the
off,
milk.
Right? Didn't it cool it
What's wrong? Your nose running?
You're gonna puke, aren't you?
No, I'm not gonna puke.
Is your nose running?
Yes.
What did it
Why did you answer so angrily? I'm just asking questions.
Because, like, this hat, it's... Hold on.
Now you mean business. Turn it around. Flip that switch.
I wanted everybody to see the sweet Charlotte Hornets hat I have.
It is. It's a Mitchell and Ness, too. Yep. Way to go.
Thanks, Joel.
Did you ever think that was a urine sample and not olive oil?
Nah, I knew it was olive oil the whole
time. You trusted?
No, it's, well,
you trusted me? Texture? I just forced it.
Oh, my God. Why do you keep bringing that up?
Now, would
Let
you
me
do,
live.
Would you do this again?
No.
Really?
I mean, no. No, I would
if
not.
If we had a contest to see who could eat the most of those, would you do that?
Zero chance.
Would you... You wouldn't do... Like, if we had a contest between you and Aaron and Nick, and you had to see who could eat the chip...
What's in
and,
it for me?
Well, hold on.
Look, dude, right here.
You had to... You have to eat the chip, and then whoever can go the longest without drinking milk, water, or anything.
No.
You think you could win that?
Zero chance. I would be the first one out. I would be just like, it would. You know how you have those 1v16 matchups? I would be the 16
seed. You're the 16 seed?
And the
play-in
and this,
champion?
Now, Tyler read it on the package. Tyler said that you're supposed to avoid, just, if you're really tough, avoid the milk and the ice cream
no,
as long
I'm not
as, you,
do that.
As you possibly could.
I've
you
already
went for the
proved
milk right
myself.
Away. No, I'm not saying you have
you
to
did,
do it again.
You did prove yourself. But you, I mean, because look, we didn't do it.
Right.
Of course y'all didn't. Y'all don't do any of this stuff.
Hell, excuse
Barry
me?
Does. He snorted chocolate.
Oh, yeah. Like, that was so much worse than eating that chip.
It was
awful. Your dad's going to punish your ass. Yeah. You keep talking like that.
That's right. Don't
He's
you
not
talk
my
to
dad.
Me like that. You
sure?
Watch your mouth when you talk to me.
You're not my dad.
What about the Shane guy?
He wasn't either. I hate that guy. How, like...
So no regrets.
No regrets
on the chip.
No, I don't regret anything.
Okay, good.
Because you can't in life, you know.
Oh, and no regrets either, right?
No regrets.
No regrets.
Okay.
If you couldn't have had the ice cream or the milk for say 3 or 4 minutes, would it made it that much worse?
Yeah, I would have regret it then.
Okay.
But I don't regret it now.
I'm very proud of you. I you are a bigger man than me. I will freely admit that.
I've heard that before.
No, I didn't mean it. That wasn't a fat joke, Trey.
Oh, okay.
That was just, I meant you're, okay, let me start over. 5, 4, you're a better man than me.
I don't think so.
No.
I think you're a good guy, Barry.
I appreciate you.
I think but you have I would a nice have never, family of don't. Cats.
Which are both dead now.
They're both passed away now.
I'm so sorry.
Why are you talking about my dead cats?
Mean.
We were doing so good, and then you just had to go and throw my dead cats in the mix.
Is there any of this that you want to take with you?
Now Barry's crying.
Now that makes two of us today that are going to cry.
We've really got a lot out today.
You know? You're never welcome back on the show again. Unless
I don't
you
think
eat,
you mean that.
Unless you eat two of those chips.
I don't think you mean
without
that.
Without milk.
So at 3 o'clock when we bring you back to do the second chip, you're in?
Yeah. Also, congratulations on your new baby.
Oh. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Be
next
careful.
Month.
Yeah.
Don't get in trouble. He will punch you dead.
No,
in the
face I'm genuinely
about...
mean that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you've met Taylor. Sure.
Yeah, I genuinely mean that. Like, okay. Congratulations.
We love you, Trey.
We do love you. We appreciate you doing this.
ILY, you too.
All right. We're going to check in with you in about an hour.
You
we have a guest coming in at
2:30.
And take the ice cream with you at least.
I'm not taking the ice
cream. Why not? It's good ice cream. Aaron loves Bluebell.
Okay, I'm taking the ice cream.
There. Appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you.
You can leave that with all that. You can clean that up?
I'll clean it up. It's the least I can do.
Back with more. It's the usual suspect. ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, yeah. I would give you the world, baby girl.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Hall of Fame Billy Sims. And you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Geico Radio Commercial number 3955.
Geico is hiring claims agents at our Houston office. Here, hard work doesn't just get you a pat on the back. It gets you opportunities to grow and learn new skills. Work in an inclusive culture and with supervisors who have your back.
Could you speak up?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Wait, how do I apply?
Oh, keep reading.
Oh! Geico is hiring. Go online to geico.job/Houston to apply today.
For those special life cycle moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones, and birthdays, Zadok Jewelers has you covered from A to Zadok. With an unrivaled selection of loose diamonds, bridal, and fine jewelry, over 25 Swiss watch brands, and fine crystal, enjoy true personal guidance from the Zadok family and expert staff. From fine jewelry and timepiece repair to custom-designed jewelry and complete watch overhauls, our on-premise master jewelers and expert watchmakers have you covered from A to Zadok. Experience Zadok Jewelers at Post Oak in San Felipe or at Zadok.com. Remember, they're jewelry stores, and then there's Zadox.
The Politician invites you to live vicariously through the dirty politics of the filthy rich.
I'm going to be president of the United States.
It does seem to be the hot job nowadays.
You simply can't afford to miss Ben Platt as aspiring future president Peyton Hobart.
I'm warning you, do not screw with my dream.
The iconic Gwyneth Paltrow.
Your ambition frightens me.
And the legendary Jessica Lange.
I might have psychological problems.
The Politician. All episodes now streaming only on Netflix.
The Can-Am Off-Road Yellow Tag sales event is going on now. Hit the trails in the ultimate off-road vehicle. Can-Am is built for ripping through trails, crawling through mud, cruising over dunes, getting the job done, and saving you money. Stop by your local dealer during the Yellow Tag sales event and find a great deal or rebate on select Can-Am off-road vehicles today.
Your employees are your most important asset. Endeavor helps you communicate with them more effectively. Their automated scheduling and absence management system handles the complexities of putting the right employee in the right place at the right time. Want to eliminate manual tasks and mental fatigue over abrupt scheduling changes? Looking to ensure all facility, union, organizational, and fatigue rules are always met? Interested in increasing employee engagement by giving them more control over their schedules with a mobile app? Then learn more at Endeavor.com. That's Endeavor with an I, Endeavor.com.
Results may vary. Call for details.
You've been thinking about LASIK for years. You've heard how LASIK can be a life changer, and now there's never been a better time to see if LASIK is right for you. That's right. If you're looking for LASIK in Houston, Jaffe Custom LASIK has advanced custom laser technology, and now for the best price, starting at just $295 per eye.
I put this off for years. It was over in seconds, and within 24 hours, I had better than 20/20 vision.
A beautiful facility, the latest technology. Jaffe LASIK changed my life.
Jaffe is your answer for safe, pain-free, affordable LASIK. Jaffe LASIK can correct nearsightedness, farsightedness, and astigmatism. And now for the best price, starting at just $295 per eye in Houston. Don't wait any longer. Get your 100% free LASIK exam to see if LASIK is right for you. Call and schedule your free LASIK exam. Just dial **I on your mobile phone now. Dial **EYE. The exam is 100% free. Just dial **I on your mobile phone now. That's **EYE. Dial **I.
Tomorrow night, it's a stacked pay-per-view card. Errol Spence Jr. takes on Sean Porter in a world championship unification bout.
Make way for the king.
This is for all the marbles.
Plus, Anthony Durrell defends his super middleweight title against David Benavidez.
What a shot!
Make way for the king.
Spence Jr. versus Porter, tomorrow at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. Live on pay-per-view or order on the Fox Sports app now.
Xfinity customers can order now by going to Xfinity.com/boxing or just say boxing into your Xfinity voice remote.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
And it don't matter what race you are. As a man, it don't matter what race you are. As a man, the same thing applies. If that woman look twice, that mean go get her. Yeah, it do. Because that means she saw something she liked. It could have been a behind me, but you should have specified that. You got to say that. I don't know. I done bought a movie ticket. I ain't even scope. I'm just scoping white bitches. I'm just looking. My movie done came and went. I looked, and I seen one. I said, oh, she done looked twice. Okay. So I was a little excited. This is my first white encounter. So I was a little excited. So I jump up. I say, okay, I'm finna go get her. I say, hey, how you doing? She said, oh, he's trying to steal my purse. No, I put my hand on the Bible. In the middle, said, oh, he's trying to steal my purse. So I'm chasing behind. I said, no, I'm just trying to f*** what she said. Oh, he's trying to f***. So after I got out of jail the next morning, I said, I'm done with these white women.
Comedian of the Week, Ben Jackson on an FYF Friday. Barry gave you the backstory in hour number one. We have one more clip to go at 3:15, but very, very funny dude, as you heard right there. So that's good stuff.
Yeah. I do want to give a shout out before we go any further to AR Platinum for making that possible.
Yep.
He provided the chip. He gave Trey $20. He provided the inspiration. He managed to get the chip up here in time to make this all happen because it all moved fast, just like life. And so shout out to AR Platinum for making it all Indeed. Happen. Make sure you go hit him up on YouTube. Give that man a follow, if nothing else. But a little bit on the text. I haven't even looked at my Twitter, but it's going nuts right now. Mm-hmm. But I deleted a lot of just people responding. But overall, obviously, people very excited on the Twitter line. But somebody said that may have been funnier than Trey doing Denzel in Training Day from back in the day. So that was good. Trey did handle that like a baller. And he, I was impressed. Listen, Houston, I'm not biased. You guys know I'm always going to tell you the truth. But he handled that better than Rod Ryan did.
He handled it better than Shaq did. He handled it better than anybody I've seen
Ergo,
do it for the most part.
Trey is a better man than Rod Ryan. I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to, you know what? Don't hate me, okay?
Oh, there are people
man
that will.
Contest, Trey greater than Rod Ryan. That's all I'm saying, and he proved it. AR Platinum said, I'm so down to sponsor all future Trey Buffet segments. That was awesome.
The Trey Buffet, yeah. Trey with the I'm telling you this. We kid him a lot. We love him to death.
Yeah, we do.
But the fact that he had his first drink on this show
yeah.
and then needed a garbage can, but then took that chip down and didn't.
Like a man.
And in the break, he did say, once I saw Shaq do this, I knew I could do it too. Basically comparing himself to Shaq. And I was like, oh my God, he's great.
Pat from the 409 said, I am laughing and vomiting at the same time. So that was the text line. We're all caught up there. And I don't know. I have no idea. Twitter's going to take me forever to get
Trey
to.
The chip face is all world now. He's fantastic.
Trey's awesome. That was a good times. Do you think you could have done it?
Nope.
No?
I got reflux as it is. But I will
say
this.
Oh, God.
I was expecting the fact that when the chip container was opened and Tyler wanted to smell it, and then based on how Rod Ryan had reacted in the video, I was like, oh, my God. I would believe just from the smell alone, you'd know how difficult this is going to be. And then I smelled it. I was like, it really smells like when you get chips at a restaurant. You're going, it's not that bad. But boy, he said, because I asked him in the break, I said, when did it really hit you? He goes, the minute it starts going down your throat is when it's really, really bad.
I would imagine so. Yeah. I've like I said, I've eaten very hot wings before, like really hot. Like the blazing of Buffalo Wild Wings is hot. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong, but it's not the worst I've like hot wings that I've had as far as heat, but I can't imagine, because I believe the Carolina Reaper is the hottest pepper in the world. Is that correct?
It's either that one or the Scorpion one. I mixed the two up.
Oh, is there a hotter one than the Carolina Reaper? Do they have that on a chip that we could get Trey to eat?
No, but I think they made it into like a group of peanuts. Like they dusted peanuts
really?
With it.
The pepper, the Carolina Reaper... The pepper is red and gnarled with a small pointed tail. In 2013, Guinness World Records declared it the hottest chili pepper in the world,
yeah,
surpassing the Scorpion, the Trinidad Scorpion.
Yeah, I think that was so, what I was saying in the first hour. I think they took the Scorpion and the
Reaper?
Ghost Pepper.
Oh.
And they
made a hybrid.
And that's how they got the Carolina Reaper.
Oh, man. I tell you what, Trey is all world by doing that.
I'm telling you, seriously. And again, unsung hero, Aaron.
Yeah.
For bringing everything to the table, including runny baby food peanut butter.
That was disgusting.
I don't know what you did there.
I'm not going with store brand anymore. We'll say that.
Couldn't it? That was Hill Country Fair peanut butter?
No, it was, it was
Arkansas peanut butter, Barry. It was Arkansas peanut butter.
Coleman peanut butter?
Yes.
It looked like frozen yogurt, soft serve ice cream.
I know some people do refrigerate peanut butter, but when I went and stirred it up in the kitchen earlier, I looked at the lid and the lid says, please refrigerate before use. I was like, who the hell refrigerates their peanut butter before they even open it?
Yeah.
Cheap-ass peanut butter buyers.
Yeah.
So how long had it been sitting in your pantry?
I just bought it this morning.
Oh.
So it sat in a cooler on the way here.
Did you get it at the dollar store?
Did you look at it? Not that they have them. Is there an expiration date on peanut butter?
No.
Because it definitely expired after it perspired. That thing was sweating a good ounce and a half of oil.
Where'd you get that? Safeway? They've been closed for 19 years.
Eckerd's? Gerland?
Jeez. I got that at the Piggly Wiggly.
No wonder why he didn't want it. You took the first half of the loaf, and it was yesterday's bread.
That was my dinner.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. You're giving him leftovers.
I brought him Bluebell ice cream.
Yeah, you did.
I could have cheaped out and got store brand. I wanted that man to have Bluebell ice cream.
I'm not going to lie. My favorite part of the whole thing is when I gave him the olive oil, and he goes, oh, it tastes like a pantry. God, that's a great line. I mean, that is just pure brilliance right there.
And in typical Trey fashion, right? So he steps out of the studio. We're in break. We're cleaning up. I see that we told me to take the ice cream with him. And he's got the plastic spoon in it.
Yeah.
So I find the lid. And so I yell down the hall, Trey, where are you? You need the lid for the ice cream. And I said, if you want, you can put it in the freezer because you may need it later. He goes, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. And he takes the cover and he puts it on the top of the container with the spoon still in it because he said, well, that way if anybody else wants to steal it, my spoon's in it. I don't think anybody's going to start digging in a half-eaten container of ice cream.
That's outstanding.
Oh, I love that kid, though.
That was great.
Great stuff.
Hats off to him for stepping up and doing it. Hats off to AR Platinum for making it happen, and hats off to Aaron as well.
No doubt.
For supporting it all and making sure that we got that.
And Courtney.
It's like a pantry.
Yeah, and Courtney for recording it. And if you missed it, we're going to podcast it. Uh-huh. It's going to be on podcastarena.com.
We'll get it up on the Facebook page and probably on YouTube.
Facebook and YouTube. It was on the Twitch stream. Can you go back in history on Twitch?
I don't think users can. I think we can, and that's where we're going to grab it and put it up on YouTube.
Perfect. This is going to be great.
Jose also has the video that we're going to get to put up there.
Okay.
During the break, Trey lets out this enormous burp.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, oh, my God, and it stinks, too. He was so proud of himself.
He's the best, man.
Unbelievable.
Hey, guys, I want to tell you about GetUpside. If you have not been using GetUpside, you're wasting money. I don't know why, but, yeah, you obviously don't like money if you're not using GetUpside. Look, first of all, let me tell you, it's easy to download and install. I did it while I was sitting at a gas pump. It's just that fast. It's that easy. iTunes and Google Play, it's in both stores. All you got to do is search GetUpside, all one word. Put in my promo code Barry once you install it because it's going to get you extra cash back on your first fill up through the app. And it's funny because you guys don't see it, but I'm in here telling you about GetUpside and Aaron is just literally shaking his head the whole time about, yep, it's awesome. It's awesome. So you're going to love it and it works. And everything I'm telling you is absolutely fact that the money you get is your money. And somebody just texted the show during my last read and said they had $151 in their account. Do you have $151 from just basically filling up your tank and buying food? If not, it's because you're not using GetUpside. Don't be silly and waste that money. Do yourself a favor right now. Trust me on this. ABC 13 has featured GetUpside. I've been telling you about it. Tons of people at the station use it, and tons of listeners out there use it. What are you waiting for? You have nothing to lose. Go download GetUpside right now. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back and thank me later.
Hello. To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
I'm a lawn guy and proud of it. Pro tip,
Watch the fall leaves. When that first bad boy drops, boom, get feeding and seeding with Scotts. Lay down Scotts Turf Builder today, and come spring, your lawn will be so thick, green, and strong, neighbors like Steve over there will be mad green with envy.
Hey, sweet lawn, Stevie.
Steve.
Don't be a Steve. Be a lawn guy. Pick up a bag of Scotts Turf Builder today. This is a Scotts yard.
An Epix original series.
He's a legend, Bumpy.
From the co-creator of Narcos and executive music director Swizz Beatz.
What we gonna do, Bump?
Get loud and boisterous.
Inspired by the story of infamous crime boss Bumpy Johnson.
Times have changed.
I haven't.
Bumpy Johnson is a criminal.
There's one thing that you didn't count on. Me.
Hallelujah, I'm the driver.
This is our war of independence.
Forrest Whitaker is...
Yeah. Harlem is mine.
Godfather of Harlem. Series premiere Sunday. Epix. Get the channel or get the app.
Tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops with the new 2019 arrivals from Callaway. Introducing the new Jaws MD5 wedges and the new Apex irons. The new Jaws MD5 wedges with groove and groove technology is the most aggressive groove in golf. And the Apex and Apex Pro is the ultimate forged player's iron with unmatched feel, incredible distance, playability, and control. Let us help you get custom fit for free today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops. Home of the 90-day, 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Game-winning touchdowns on two-minute drives. Running backs racing down the sidelines with no one to stop them. There's nothing on earth like the NFL. And there's no better way to make the games even more exciting than to bet on them. No one gives you more ways to win online than MyBookie. They've got faster payouts and better lines than any other sports action in on-site. Did the game already start? Don't sweat it. MyBookie also offers in-game live action on all your favorite sporting events. Plus, if you're the kind of guy that likes to bet a little and win a lot, try a parlay. When all your picks come through, you'll multiply your winnings. So don't sit on the sidelines this season. Get in the game with MyBookie. If you're going to bet this football season, be smart. Bet with the best at MyBookie. And if you sign up today, MyBookie will double your first deposit. That's up to $1,000 in free money to wager on your favorite teams. Go to MyBookie now and enter promo code RADIO to redeem this exclusive offer. That's promo code RADIO. Play, win, get paid. My bookie.
Life insurance. For most of us, it's not something we prioritize. Maybe because we don't want to think about a world without, well, us. About how our loved ones would fare should we no longer be around to take care of things like the mortgage, college tuition, grocery bills. But unfortunately, too many of us pass without securing the financial future of our families, which is why there's Ethos. Ethos is a new kind of life insurance company. It believes life insurance should be affordable and accessible for everyone. Ethos was founded by two college roommates who wanted to bring to life insurance the same technological efficiencies that have revolutionized so many other industries. Ethos can quickly provide the best policy for you and your family without doctor visits, long applications, and fine print. It can do in minutes what used to take weeks. So no more excuses. Ethos will bring you peace of mind by securing your family's future today.
Go to ethoslife.com now for your free estimate. That's ethoslife.com. Ethoslife.com.
Woo! Y'all know why, right?
Love that on that beat.
Let's go!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 90 in the books, 90 still to go. Second half of the show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's an F Yeah Friday. And F Yeah, we've got a lot of good guests and a lot of things going on. If you missed the Hot Chip Challenge with Juggalo Trey, you have to make sure you get that back in your life. We are going to post everything that we have online, but it was amazing. And as the second half of the show starts, more amazingness as we have a big fight that you know that the guys are at in Los Angeles, and we have someone here that's going to break it down for us.
Barry. Yeah, Trey Blackwell joining us. Trey, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Barry.
Our resident boxing expert. Well. Now, I always mess up your credentials. I know we met when I was working out at Vortex.
Yeah.
But you've done more than just that. So rather than me stumbling through your credits, I'm going to let you tell the people again why we have you here every time there's a big fight and why you're our expert. Because so far, I just want to say before I let you do your credits, you have been dead on ass accurate about every fight you've ever come in and broke down for us noobs and us inexperienced boxing fans. So
many thanks, sir.
Tell the people about your background when it comes to boxing.
Well, first of all, Joel, I didn't mean to snub you, man.
Appreciate it. Every day.
No, but the reason you guys have me here is because I have an uncanny ability based on boxing knowledge and experience to break down the fight in the most rudimentary way for novice fans so that everybody can understand what's going on in the ring. My personal credentials are as a high-level amateur, 150 amateur fights, culminated at the Olympic trials, was an alternate, and boxed for the Army World Team. So traveled all over the world and fought international a dozen or so times. But actually, happen to know a couple of the people that are fighting that we're getting ready to talk about. I know Errol Spence, I know Sean Porter. Been in camps with them, had teammates who fought them in the amateurs. Just well-versed in this game. Has been a love affair going on since I was about 5 years old.
Now, we're going to get to that fight. And I got to admit, when I pulled up the odds on the fight earlier in the week, I was like,
yeah,
oh, that's not good at
pretty
all.
Pretty lopsided.
Yeah. Now, are there any other fights? Because if the odds are that bad, chances are this may not actually even be a great fight, right?
Right.
It could be a good fight.
It's going to be entertaining, maybe, for sure, if you like to see damage and carnage.
Like to see somebody almost die.
Yeah.
Is there another fight on this card that you could tip off our listeners to that would be worth watching besides
Definitely.
The main event?
Okay. Benavidez and Anthony Durrell, that's going to be a great fight for the 168 championship of the world, super middleweight. That's going to be an awesome fight. It's going to be competitive. Two former champions duking it out just to see who's going to hold that helm of supremacy at the end of the day. That's going to be the one for the chess match of boxing that you want to see. Now, talking about the main card, Errol Spence versus Sean Porter, it's pretty much going to be a massacre, a legal massacre within the confines of the rules of the sport.
So the odds right now, I pulled it up, Errol Spence is minus 900.
Yes.
That's a lot.
When I checked it this morning, it was minus 950.
Wow. Yeah. Sean Porter is a plus 600.
Yeah.
That's also a lot. For an underdog.
Right,
so
right.
When you consider that others on this fight, like the Barrios and Akhmedov fight.
Yes.
Barrios plus, minus 165, Akhmedov plus 138. So that kind of gives you an idea of the disparaging the gap between these two.
Right.
Is this fight going to be that lopsided?
Definitely. 100%. And you know, it's just a function of Sean Porter. Give him all the credit in the world. He's a great fighter. He's a world champion in his own right. He just does not possess the skill set to be in the same ring with Errol Spence. He doesn't do a single thing better than Errol Spence. Sean Porter is a come-forward, pressure-type fighter. And I believe it was P.F. Skinner who said it best. When the body is under stress, which Errol Spence can put you under stress with the best of them, you revert to your most overlearned behavior. He's going to come out and he's going to try and box. He's going to attempt to diversify just to be competitive with Errol Spence. After about two or three rounds, he's going to realize his best chance is to come forward and make it ugly. He's going to get hurt.
Now, we talked to Errol Spence when we were in Dallas covering that fight.
Sure.
We can see just when he gets focused, he's unbelievable.
Yeah.
But the other thing that people were saying, that from Ray Mancini to everybody covering the fight, was telling us, hey, look, this is a guy that, he was a heavyweight, he could get boxing back to a different level because he
Absolutely.
Is a different. He is like the pound for pound. We used to say that about Roy Jones Jr., mm-hmm. but this guy, pound for pound, could change the entire sport of boxing and get it back to the popularity because of how good he is.
Once in a generation fighter in Errol Spence, and minus his technical ability, his athletic ability, all of that, his boxing IQ, his mind is as sharp as anybody you ever want to see in the ring. He's a focused, determined fighter. He's methodical in his approach to how he mixes up his attack to the head and to the body. He is a vicious, devastating body puncher, and that is the great equalizer in this game. It slows anybody down. It brings your opponent right in front of you and essentially just turns them into a punching bag because it takes their legs away.
Yeah. And drops those hands.
Yeah, he's methodical.
Sets up knockouts. Now, is there a way that Sean Porter, or if you were Sean Porter's boxing coach,
sure.
What is your strategy then going into this fight? Because you told us what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you avoid that?
There's no way to avoid it. There's no place to run or hide in that ring. If I was Sean Porter's coach, I would tell him like this. You remember
Don't
that
take
first
the fight?
You remember that first Jurassic Park movie? I would tell him to take the fight because we need to get paid. The family needs to eat.
Right.
But that first Jurassic Park movie where they put that little white goat out, and you realize that, you know, the gate's going to come up, and you know what's behind it. You know that T-Rex is behind it. I'm going to say, Sean, in this, you're that little white goat. So your job is to just move as much as possible.
Run as far as you can before you get eaten.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So really, I mean, you really say this is not a matter of doubt. Does this fight go the distance?
I do not think so. Okay. I think Errol Spence is going to get the stoppage. Either the referee is going to stop it. The towel is going to get thrown in. Sean Porter possesses a heart and determination that you want to see in a viable welterweight champion. He doesn't quit. There is not a quitting bone in his body, and that could be to his detriment. It will be to his detriment tomorrow. He's just going to walk.
How quickly is it over?
I believe Errol Spence is going to punish him. I'm looking for it to end around round 7 or 8. It's just going to be too much.
Just based on what you said, though, I didn't think it was going to go that long.
Yeah, I was going to say, does he need to finish it sooner to prove something because this is so lopsided?
No, not at all. And a lot of people who are, you know, fair weather boxing fans or new to the sport, they would look at Errol Spence's last fight against Mikey Garcia, an undersized welterweight who was coming up from 140 and a viable welterweight champion in his own right, but not big, didn't have a big frame power. Where Errol Spence is a huge, oversized, powerful welterweight. Sean Porter is a smaller welterweight. It's in that last fight with Errol Spence and Mikey Garcia, Errol Spence drug it out. He drug it out to a decision. A lot of people were like, well, if you were this good, why didn't you stop Mikey Garcia? And Errol said, no, I wanted to prove to you guys that I've got all the technical boxing ability that you said I didn't have against a fighter like Mikey Garcia. Now he's up against Sean Porter. He's out for blood. He's like, all right, now I'm going to prove to you guys that I can stop the best in the world.
And so, we noticed, too, by the way, when he fought Mikey Garcia, that they were trying to play the mental games with him, too.
Right.
And it all took its toll on
him. Those don't
work. Yeah, they tried to get him at the press conference. They tried to get him fired up. But again, just like you said, he just filed it all in his mind and said, this is how I see this going. And he scripted it out, and then he told you why.
Yep. He's got a poison demeanor that will carry him a long time in this sport. He can be champion as long as he wants to, and he's disciplined enough to do it.
So I don't want to call Sean Porter a duck. But if he's out here fighting ducks at plus 600 and he's minus 900, what's the fight we need to see from Errol Spence?
Well, I'll tell you the fight that's most lucrative for Errol Spence and the fight that we all want to see that'll probably never happen.
His biggest challenge, right?
The
lucrative versus the biggest challenge.
So Errol Spence, in my opinion, is the heir apparent to welterweight title supremacy. He has the best chance of being the undisputed unified welterweight champion. First one we've seen in a long time. There are four welterweight champions right now. You got Manny Pacquiao. You've got Sean Porter, Errol Spence, and Terrence Crawford. Terrence Crawford versus Errol Spence is the best fight that anyone can make at welterweight right now. The most high-dollar fight, of course, the drawing power in the name of Manny Pacquiao. I don't think anybody, any of the four welterweight champions, the other three other than Errol Spence, have a chance at beating him.
So Sean Porter will be first. That's one.
Yep.
Two belts left, like you said.
They'll probably
fight. Which one is next? Pacquiao first, get the money?
More than likely, the Pacquiao fight to get the money. And then, of course, you've still got that ever-present feuding, bidding war between the promotions of Al Haymon and Bob Arum. They just don't get along, and we don't get to see the best fights because of it. It's been that way in boxing.
And you don't want it to happen after it's too late, right? When both guys are past their prime and everything like that. If it's going to happen, it needs to happen sooner rather than later.
You would like to. I'd still, as a boxing purist, I would like to see it any day of the week. I mean, that could be Rocky and Apollo Creed at the end of Rocky III in the basement for all I care. That's all I want to see. But unfortunately, we probably won't see Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence for some time just because their promotions will never get along and want to cross-promote.
That sucks.
It sucks.
It does.
Yeah. So besides the Pacquiao fight, is there anything else? If especially if the Crawford fight doesn't happen, what does he do? Does he have to go back to just picking off up-and-comers?
I mean, well, it's like what I said before. Errol Spence is a huge welterweight. He lives clean. He's disciplined. So the weight cut doesn't rob him on fight night of his endurance or stamina or anything of that nature. But he has the frame. He has the build and the strength and the power and the body-punching acumen to easily move up to 154. There was talk and rumors. I don't know how viable it is with Canelo moving up to light heavyweight. I don't know how interested he is and coming back down to 154, but there's plenty of fights for him at 154 for Errol Spence and Arislandi Laura. There's plenty of fights there. He's going to have to move up after he cleans up the welterweight.
That's what I was going to ask you. Does he move up, and does the paydays get better for him so that there's motivation that way too? If you can't get Crawford, you can move up and at least get better paydays and possibly some different matchups to where he proves he can do some of the things Garcia did, changing weight classes, but do it and make it profitable?
Correct. You know, middleweight after welterweight, 154 is not really a money weight class. Middleweight's a money weight class. That's going to be a stretch, but then that's going to be the first time you're going to have to see Errol Spence struggle if he moves up to middleweight eventually in his career, which is going to be entertaining for us because he can box, but we'll take it back to Roberto Duran, who could do it across. Oh, his, right. In my opinion, the greatest fighter.
So fun to watch.
Who did it across as many weight classes because his power would translate but that IQ was there too to keep him competitive, no matter how much he may have been outweighed by somebody whose frame might have been a little bigger.
Tell the people how they can follow you. You finally have your Instagram. I'm so proud of you.
They kill me for a lack of social media.
My baby Bird's growing up. He's got himself an Instagram.
I appreciate you guys. Yeah, it's at @Trey_Vortex on Instagram. And Vortex is Houston's newest, not newest. We're a year old now. We just turned a year. Boutique fitness studio. Yeah, man. Boutique fitness studio here in Houston, Texas. We've got the laser lights. We've got the sound system. $2.2 million dropped in the gym. And we do it there, teaching boxing, focus, fitness, every single day of the week.
So on Instagram, @Trey_Vortex.
Correct.
You don't tweet during the fights, right? Because you don't. Focus on the
fights.
I'm
watching, man.
Okay. Man, thank you so much for coming in and helping us educate everybody on this fight. And yeah. When the Pacquiao fight happens, we're about to bring you back for that.
And I know there's
other stuff on the schedule, so we're going to have you in for that as well, man.
But everybody wants to learn something about boxing and get in shape, go see
Vortex. Go to Vortex. Yeah, man. I promise you. You're going to get in shape. I promise you that.
There you go. We're going to continue to roll on. That's hour number two. As we head towards three, we'll take you till four. Blitz takes you till seven. All right here, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
It's happening. Wherever plays are being made, tickets are being sold, and fans are lining up, ADP is designing a better way to work. With industry-leading HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll, more companies rely on ADP than any other HR partner to help step up their game. From small business to global enterprise, see how ADP can help you and your people achieve what you're working for at design.adp.com. ADP, always designing for people.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
You're catering a wedding, and the bride says,
"Everyone is raving about the hors d'oeuvres. My aunt was asking if you do corporate events."
You look out across all those guests. Your smile beams, your heart pounds. This is the moment when the right business card is essential, and Vistaprint can help. Right now, we're introducing free shipping on all business cards in any quantity. So now imagine that same wedding, but this time, you're ready to own the now with a stack of business cards that are as enticing as your entrees. And Vistaprint caters to any small business. You choose the paper, the shape, and the finish. Go with a square card, or maybe one with rounded corners and a metallic finish. Whatever your style, create a card that gives you the confidence to make the most of every opportunity. Because either you let things happen, or you make things happen. Start now at Vistaprint.com with free shipping on all business cards in any quantity. Use promo code 4000. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4000. Limited time only.
Houston, we have liftoff. The Houston Dynamo are ready to take down Real Salt Lake this Sunday evening at 6:30 on Cube 57. Your home for Houston Dynamo soccer. See the Dynamo games. The action on all carriers everywhere on Cube 57. You can find Cube 57 on Channel 57 or Channel 653 on Xfinity. Get the treats ready as the Dynamo take on Real Salt Lake this Sunday evening at 6:30 on Cube 57. Your home for Houston Dynamo soccer.
It's New Year's Eve for cars. The 2020s are coming out, and your car just got a year older starting right about now. If you'd like to sell it before the market depreciates, go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. I'm being serious. 2020s are out. It's going to change the value of yours. If you go to GiveMeTheVIN.com, you will sell it on the old market. You wait three more weeks, it's going to change. My name is John Clay Wolf, owner of GiveMeTheVIN.com, and if I don't beat your CarMax offer, I'll send you a check for $100.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
Here's a fact. Coors Light is the world's most refreshing beer. I'm John Granato. I know the facts. Here's another fact. When you see blue mountains on our Coors Light can, that means your beer is as cold as the Rockies and ready to drink, which means you get to experience the world's most refreshing beer, just like me, John Granato. More facts. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged at the peak of freshness. So this is me, John Granato, telling you, enjoy the world's most refreshing beer, Coors Light. And that's a fact.
The Y Factor knows men's urological health. 50% of infertility issues are due to male urological problems. Others try and solve this issue by treating the woman to make up for decreased fertility in the man. The medical providers at the Y Factor form a specialized treatment plan for the man. The goal is to improve your testosterone and sperm count, which increases your chances of conceiving naturally. The Y Factor, dedicated to men's urological wellness. Schedule your appointment at mancenters.com.
She looked at me, and this is what she said.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, F was for fight. And the fight this weekend, you got that. You got F for funny. You got F for, I don't know what the F that happened with Trey.
Fire!
The fire chip challenge. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Trey's still hovering around and telling me he,
I don't feel so good. And I think I have, my head's going to explode. And I said, really? And he goes, well, no, but it doesn't feel good.
He always does that.
I think I'm going to be sick. Are you? No. Why did you say that? I don't know.
I said, you don't even get done with the sentence and you change your mind. I don't get that.
Trey's the best, man.
So
I think it's dying down, guys. Is it really? No, it still burns.
It still hurts.
Yeah. I just, why does he do both sides of the argument in the same sentence? So F will be for football as well, as we'll get into some football here. And also 3:30, Sarah Barshop will break down this home game between the Carolina Panthers and your Houston Texans this weekend, as she does on Friday. So look forward to that as well as we continue to put together the complete show for you.
I'm finally catching up on Twitter.
Yeah.
How's it going? Which is householder. He's like, at least you get to die next to your dad.
That's what I was saying. So cold-blooded. I was like, don't talk to your dad that way when you were...
Chan said, shout out to all the juggalos and juggalettes. Whoop, whoop. That's not Trey. Bleep. This. Bleep. That's not Trey. That's not. Who is that guy? What's his name again?
Superhuman.
AJ is infatuated.
You never heard him do his
guy.
Impression when they were in Vegas last time?
Oh, no.
He actually swore on the air because he got carried away.
Shocking.
He was watching the video during a break. And he goes, yeah, I'm sitting here watching Superhuman. This guy, so, and then he does his whoop whoop, and then literally says, bleep,
bleep
this bleep,
that bleep,
screamed it into the microphone, and I dumped it. And Fred looked at him and was like, you can't do that, dude. He goes, oh, I didn't say it really. I said, you know, he started making up words. He's like, no, you did not.
I don't know. Did you check the Twitch?
No, I did not. I should have.
Yeah,
somebody said we probably broke a record on Twitch for our station, and I have a feeling we did.
I bet. I think Brandon can go back and look.
I think even before we were done, we were over 300 on the Facebook Live. That's pretty stout.
Oh, yeah.
So, there's no doubt that Trey. There are pictures that Nick Sciarra. Look at Nick. Did you see this picture, Aaron? That's going to be my new background on Twitter.
That's fantastic.
I'm showing it to the Twitch folks, too. Nick captured a picture of Juggalo Trey eating the ice cream with his glove on and his hat backwards. He looks like he's just watching a NASCAR show.
He does.
Just like he's at home with a glove
that
on watching NASCAR.
That spoon is the one he left in the container, put the lid on it, and tried to put it in the fridge in the kitchen here, worried about someone taking his ice cream.
The producer's room was packed, too. Did the whole place just come over and watch?
Yeah. Oh, everybody who's not in LA or like out on a sales call was in here with me.
We had a large standing room only crowd around here.
This one picture of him though with the spoon is just go at the producer Nick. That's outstanding.
So Nick wouldn't get a picture of Cody falling off a scooter because he didn't want to hurt his feelings, but he put that picture out there of Trey.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
All right, there's the trick. Now we know. Now we know. Okay, so good stuff. And again, more to look forward to as Sarah Barshop joins us, as we're going to have plenty to talk about football-wise with that Texans game.
We promise, hour number 3, all football, right? Let's just all football. Yeah. We're going to bring Trey in for a little bit.
We need a heat update.
But we'll see how he's doing. We'll talk football with him, too.
I bought him a Dr. Pepper, by the way.
That was very kind of you. I forgot.
When I was talking to him out there, and I said, how are you doing? And that's when he said his head was going to explode. No, not really. I don't know. And then he said, you know, I said, did you get your Dr. Pepper? And he goes, no, but I brought in a 2-liter, and I have it in the fridge. And I said, well, I was going to buy. Oh, well, then in that case, if you still want to buy me one, then if you buy me one, I'll take it. So I went, all right, I'll go get you one. And I got it. And he's like, yeah, that'll help. And he just went back in the bullpen. And he sat down. So I think he's doing better.
I really think he was trying to get me to buy him like multiple 2-liters so he could take them home for the weekend.
I'll buy that.
Like,
you know,
while
what?
You're at the grocery store, will you pick up some eggs for me too? And I need one of the bacon and some tortillas so I can make breakfast in the morning.
Ed, we're out of cereal.
Like, no, we're not out, Trey. We don't live together. You don't get me to just grocery shop for you? Not your bitch.
He was texting when you guys were gathering all the ingredients and said, I'd like a double Whataburger with cheese. I've heard that really settles the stomach and also takes the sting out of your mouth. No. The fries or something with the salt that may... Well, I'll try it.
And no jalapenos, please.
he's the best, man.
No doubt about it. He is a champ, and he's a great kid. So always glad to have him on the show, and especially when he is willing to do stuff like that.
And shout out to the other Trey Blackwell, for coming in.
Yep.
Appreciate the inside scoop on that. I was kind of wanting to watch the fight, but I'm going to watch it.
I was going to say, we promote the pay-per-view, and he kind of just...
No, but that's not it. But you know what? You have to be honest.
I was going to say, if you're a better,
we
and
run
most people
Aggie
at
games.
The station that bet... If they don't, like you said, if they don't listen to when he comes on in terms of his accuracy and breaking down how it's going
to
go,
I just
want
to watch to see if he's right half the time. But I'm like, well, you know, we have to be honest. What do you want to come in and lie?
Most of the time, you walk in on a Monday and you go, you know what? He called it.
He does. Every time, I'm telling you, man. Trey's, you heard me. I keep trying to get this dude to do a boxing podcast.
He should.
And so I'm going to text my guy, Crew Bob Perez, and I'm going to try to link them up. And if that doesn't happen, I'm going to text Mike Jackson, because Mike Jackson is a boxer and an MMA guy. And we're going to make this boxing podcast happen with Trey, because...
But his communication skills is just
off the
charts.
He
said his mom was a broadcast major, but you can tell because his presentation is eloquent, but it's simplified so that everybody gets it.
Yeah.
And that's important.
Every time we have Trey on, people always hit up the text line like, man, I learned a lot. The dude always explains it real simple so I can understand it. So yeah we're going to get him a boxing podcast for sure. And it's going to air on our network. So.
Yeah, absolutely should. So we're going to talk some football in the final hour of the show again. Sarah Barshop at 3:30, but we'll break down Texans, look at some of the NFL matchups. College football's not that great this weekend in terms of top-ranked matchups or any kind of, you know, top-ranked against top-ranked, but we'll get to if we hit.
Absolutely, and then we're going to talk football, and if you want to bet on football, you know where you should do that at? Of course, MyBookie, because it's time to bet on football. You bet, you win, you get paid at MyBookie. That is the key, and MyBookie has odds on every game and more prop bets than any other sports book out there. And y'all, absolutely nobody pays out faster. You get your cash when you want it. That's so important. And did you know you can bet after kickoff? Yep, you absolutely can. You can parlay your picks, take something, get a huge profit off of a small wager with those parlays. You do it all at MyBookie. Don't play some no-name sports book. If you're going to bet this football season, be smart when you do it. Bet with the best, and the best is mybookie.ag, hands down. And when you go sign up today, do it on their website. MyBookie doubles your first deposit. Yeah, that's free money. Y'all know I'm all about that free money, you know. And you can get up to $1,000 in free money to wager on your favorite teams when you sign up. Just make sure you use promo code RADIO when you sign up and get that exclusive double your money offer. That's mybookie.ag, promo code RADIO. You play, you win, you get paid at MyBookie.